Okay, so unstained by self-cherishing. When our mind is pure, this in turn makes all our actions pure, so that we become a pure being. I think it should sound very, very inspiring, because in one point Venerable Geshe-la is saying, attaining enlightenment is very easy. The only thing we need to do is purifying our own mind. It is a very powerful purification practice. Yeah? So because, exactly like I said, we have a compassionate mind, unstained by self-cherishing, therefore our mind is pure. Then, if our mind is pure, our motivation is pure. If our motivation is pure, our actions are pure. If our actions are pure, we become a pure being. Now, this is so important to understand, because sometimes when we say, yeah, ultimate goal of human life is to attain enlightenment, become an enlightened being, maybe we think, well, what's that? And well, where is the light? And be like glow or whatever. I don't know what we think, but many interesting things. So it just means becoming a pure being. Yeah, pure mind, pure actions, therefore. Okay, so if we die with strong compassion for all living beings, we will definitely be reborn in the pure land of a Buddha. You know, what I said one of the benefits is that our compassion does increase enormously through this practice as well. Yeah? So if we die, and we're going to die anyway, please, this is not like sarcastic or whatever, it's just the truth. Right? We die because we live. Or we can also say we will die because we've born. But everything that does live at the moment, that is alive, will die at some point. So anyway, better we get prepared. You know, we have like, our mind is prepared for death. And then if we die with compassionate mind, best death, we're going to go straight to pure land of Buddha. Why? Because our mind is pure. It's so important. It's very, very deep. But I think we just stay happy at the moment with what we can understand. Why is this? This is because our compassion that manifests when we are dying will directly cause our potential for taking rebirth in the Buddha land of a Buddha to ripen. Yeah, so we all have potentials for that, and the pure mind does activate or ripen all our positive potentials. This is the good result of a good heart. So beautiful. Yeah, if we die with a good heart, we have nothing to fear, we have nothing to be frightened of. The result of maintaining the good heart, of sincerely wishing to liberate permanently all living beings from suffering, is that we ourselves will experience permanent liberation from suffering by taking rebirth in the pure land of a Buddha. How wonderful. Who is giving us such good news in this complicated, unusual time? Anyway, like I said many times before, our pandemic, whenever you listen to Buddha's teachings, it's only about good news. Only about good news and solutions. Solutions to all our problems. Okay, so today, now, so this was just like to close the practice of taking, although we cannot really separate these two practices, but we learn to understand them like separately.